Up with homework. I started yesterday with 300 things in my inbox, and I got down to about 150 as things were coming in and going and so forth. So little by little, I'm getting caught up. Okay. Apparently, you can't go away for a weekend. So I want to look at for a minute at the groups and reiterate the fact that when you want to take something out of a group, as the group is being formed, you use the where. Okay, so the where can't be used to make groups, but it can be used to take something out of the group as it's being formed. And where's the example that I want? That one. Okay. So the where works. Well, got partially there. Okay. It may decide to let me write in a couple of minutes. Okay, so the where works when I am taking something out of the group as it's being formed. So, in other words, anyone with a contact of John Adams is not going to be included in the groups. Okay, that's being taken out as the group is being formed. Then the groups are put together, and I've got group by state and contact within state. Okay? And at that point, I am eliminating groups themselves because I'm saying having a sum. So group by state contact. And it says look at those groups. And anyone that has a sum greater than 100, I want in the group. Okay? So I am eliminating groups with the having. And then I can also order things. So that once the groups have been formed, everything's been eliminated, then I can put them in order. Okay, so the where is eliminating as the groups are being formed. And then once the groups are formed, the having can eliminate groups. And then once that is done, if I want to put them in a particular order, I can put them in a particular order. And again, the only thing that I can put on the actual select itself are totals that I'm accumulating and the things that I'm grouping by. I cannot put a field that I'm not grouping by on the select because at that point it wouldn't know which one to do. If there were five in the group and I said, show me the name, then it's not going to know what name to show because there are five names in the group. Okay, so what name does it show? In this case, I group by contact, so it's showing a contact name, not a real name, not a person's name. So the only thing that you can show when you are working with groups is the groups. The name of the group, the number of the group, whatever it is. So I've got group by state contact, and I'm showing state, and I'm showing contact. And then I'm showing the sum of the year goal for each group. Questions? Does that make sense? Because it's traditionally something where I end up doing a lot of sendbacks. So basically, I want to know if it makes sense. And speaking of sorting, did you get my thing that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at it a lot.
Okay.
Think we talked about it.
Yeah, the sort, again, if I say sort on, which I did in the homework assignment, and people read it one way, and I read it another way. So on number 10, I said, I want display them in the order of name within city, within state, which to me means that state is my primary thought, because I'm saying the name within the city, within the state. So state is my primary thought. And if you think about it, as I said on Tuesday, if I thought on name, then I'm done. Because if you look up at the data up here, there's only one person with each name. So I thought on name, and they're in order. And then I thought on city. Well, if I'm starting on name and then within the name group city, and there's only one name in the name group, then city has no impact. And the same with state. If I thought on state first, then I'm going to get all the Mass together, all the Rhode Island together. Then I thought on city, and I'm going to get all of the Fall Rivers together and all of the provinces together. And then within Fall River, I'm sorting by name, so I'm going to have the names in order. Okay? So that makes a lot more sense than just from common sense point of view. Sorting on a name first doesn't make any sense. Okay? Because I'm probably at best going to have two names that are the same, and probably not that even. Okay. Seven, I've sent back to a lot of people. If Robert is not on your list, you didn't do it right. Okay. So just take a look if you haven't sent it to me. If Robert is not on the list for number seven, then you are not doing it correctly. And number six, I want the Joe to be applied to both first and last names, not just first names, or not just last names. So if those aren't what you have in your answer, redo before you send it. Okay. Questions on that? Those came out of my day of correcting. Okay. We looked at the introduction to multiple tables, so I'm going to look at the relation. Wait a minute, actually. If you look here, I actually went back and I had forgotten that I did this when we talked. There is an example of non-equijoin. Okay, I'd actually done the non-equijoin and we talked about it, the between one, but I had forgotten that I'd actually gone back and done an example. And so I put the example up for you.
What thing did you put into?
The non-equijoin. Example of non-equijoin. Multiple tables, Tuesday, we looked, get used to the fact, yesterday's the last time we met, tomorrow's the next time we meet, okay? It's nothing to do with Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay, so in this example, I had a non-equijoin down here, and I had just given an example, but I hadn't actually run it. So I had forgotten that I actually had an example of it, so I decided to put that up there too. So I have an example that says grade, and I said ID, number, name, and grade level. Okay, so that tells what grade it is. And I've got some names and grade level 4, grade level 11, grade level 7. Then I have another one where I decided to talk about schools. And I said school number, group name, low grade, high grade. So South Elementary has from 1 to 6. East Middle has 7 to 8, Derby High has 9 to 12. Okay? So then I went down on the bottom and said, select the grade, the name from the grade. Okay? The grade level from the grade, and the grade name from schools. Okay? Now, in fact, I put those table names in more to show you where they were coming from. They weren't really needed because you only need the table name when the same field appears on two tables. And the same field doesn't appear on these tables. The three up here do not appear down here, so they're all distinct. So I don't really need to have the table name, but I put them in, as I said, to show quickly what table they came from. So I said, select those three things from grades and schools, where the grade level is between the school's low grade and the school's high grade. And so David Costa ended up being at Durfee High, Linda French ended up at the middle, and Susan Ash ended up at elementary. So that's a non-equi join. That's two tables that are being joined not on a comparison of equality, but on a range. And that range is called a non-equi join.
Now, if you had more than one elementary school, say, then it would list the name and the grade level as many times as there were
yes.
elementary schools?
Yeah. It would keep listing name. If I had another person on there that had three, it would say their name, 3 South Elementary. Because I am saying go through the entire collection and go through and put that out. And grade is really my major thing here. So it's going to go through the entire grade table. Okay. Questions? Okay. The next one is relational database examples. Okay. So here I put together a whole collection of tables. I have an inventory table that talks about the items in my inventory. And it has basic information, inventory information on hand, on order, reorder point, cost, price, and department, and classifications, and all that good stuff. Okay? So I've got that table. And then I've got a table called inventory customer. Okay, so I've got my inventory table and I've got a customer table. And that's all of the information about my customer. And then I've got an orders table. Okay, and then I've got an order line. So what I've got, and let's see if it's going to let me write. Nope. So I will go over to SmartBoard itself, and it will let me write, she says with confidence. Okay. So I have my inventory table. Love SmartBoard. Okay, let's try that one more time. Do I dare reformat this? Or am I going to just put it on the board? I think I'm just going to put it on the board. And then I will capture it. Okay. So I have my inventory table. Okay, and I have my inventory customer table. Actually, I think I'll make this IMV cust. And just for showing purposes, put you then over here. So these are two totally different tables. This one has, we'll say, customer number as the key, and I honestly don't remember what it is. And this has inven number as the key. Now, when I place an order, I'm going to have my order table. And then I've got also my line items. Okay, so I've got a couple of levels going down. I've got an inventory customer places an order. Okay? And if you think about an order that you've seen, there's kind of usually a top part that has information about the order itself and then a bottom part that lists everything you ordered. The order table is going to have that order information on it. So it's going to have the customer number, okay, because I need to know what customer placed the order. And it is going to have the date that they placed the order. And it might have also an order number. Okay, so I might have an order number, I might have a customer number, and I might have a date. Okay, and I think that's what I have. Does somebody want to look and see if I have another thing on that table?
No, that's all you have.
That's all I have? Okay. That's assuming they make an order number, but usually they do. So now, over here on the line item table, I will list the things. So over on the customer table, I have the name, I have the address. So having the customer number here gives me access to come over and grab the name and the address. So when I'm doing the order, I'm going to have the order number, I'm going to have the date, I'm going to have customer name, I'm going to have customer address, and then I'm going to go down here and have the things that I ordered. Okay, so on the order number will let me reference over to here, the customer number. The customer number will let me reference over to here and get the customer name and the customer address. So the top half of the order can be filled out. I've got the order number, I've got the date, and I reference in by customer number to get the name and the address. Okay. Then I come to the line items. And the line items are the things that the person is ordering. So if you look at my table, there's the customer, and I had the order number, the customer ID, and the order date. And then you go to the line items, and those are going to have the order number, the item number, and the number ordered. Okay. So they're going to come over here and have the order number. Then they're going to have the item number, and I call it inventory number up here, but on the board, on the handout, it's item number. And then they're going to have the number audit. Okay. And given the fact that I have the inventory number, I can link in over here and get the things like the price. Okay, so I can link in over here and get things like the price so that I can write out over here the item number, the number ordered, and the price, if that's what I want to see. So the order numbers will link together when I'm doing an order, I come over here. There will be multiple things if I ordered multiple things. I have the order number that is connected to. I have the inventory number, which lets me have access to the inventory and get the price and the name if I wanted to. The name of the item. I could go over there and get the price, and if I wanted to put the name of the item on that line, I can get that, but I can get any details that I need about the item. So any details I need about the item, I can grab by going over to the inventory table. Now, sometimes you also carry the price on the line item, because the price, if you've got something that has variable prices, if you have products that have variable prices, if you rely on going over to that table to get the price, then you're getting the current price. If for some reason you want to make sure that you are giving the quoted price, in other words, I tell the customer what it's going to cost, I want to give them the quoted price, then sometimes you will carry over on this table the quoted price. Okay, so you will carry the quoted price there. If, and this is depending on how you do business, but if you don't want to have the price, the current price, but you want to have it the price when the order was placed, let's say you sell gold. Well, the price of gold varies on a moment-to-moment basis kind of thing, so you may want to put the quoted price over there. So I have those three tables, and then I have my sales rep as to who the person that made the sale was, and I have my department. So I've set up all of those tables. Okay, so I have the salesperson that made the sale, and I have the department where the sale was made. So I've got all of these tables intertwined. Those other two are kind of extra added attractions. Okay? So I said on the sales, on the customer, that a customer had a particular salesperson. I'm not talking here about retail sales. I'm talking about wholesale sales. So that a customer would be working with a particular person when they were placing their order. Okay? If you are talking about retail sales, obviously you wouldn't have that. Unless it was very high-end. So, those are the fields that I have. Okay, so now I go back down. And you will see that there is a problem as we go along. Okay, so I'm starting out and doing the relationships. And on the first one, I said, I have on the inventory table what department it is in, but I want to get more information about the department. So I said, okay, I want the item number and the item name, which come from the inventory table. I want the department. And the department is on both tables, both the inventory table and the department table. So I need to have the table name. Then I want the department name, which comes from the department table, and the manager, which comes from the department table. And I want to link them together so that I want this to happen where the departments are equal. Okay, if I don't put that in, then every single combination is going to show up. I want it where the department on the inventory item, the record that I'm currently looking at, I want the department to match, to go over basically to the department table and grab the department information. So if I'm reading a record that has BK, I wanted to go over to the department table, look up BK, and drag out Brooks and Jennifer Moore. Okay? So I am linking them together so that whatever department is on the inventory table is now going to be found in the department table so that I can get the department name and the manager. Does that make sense? Okay. So now I decided to come down, and that gave me one report. And as you can see, I've got everything on the inventory table is showing up here once. But the things from the department table are showing up multiple times because it's a one-to-many relationship. One department has many items. Okay? One department has many items. So all of those are books within the book department. So one department has many items, but an item belongs to a single department. So that's a one-to-many relationship. Okay. Now I'm going down and I'm looking at some order information. And I said, I want to use the orders table and the customer table. Yeah.
It's got a question on you just explaining the one. So if there was a manager that had more than one department, would it show up the same way?
The name would show up the same way, but let's say Jennifer was in charge of sports as well as books, then Jennifer would show up. Then Jennifer would be on the department table, and so she would show up there on sports as well.
Okay.
But that, it's all what is on the department table. And if the same person has two departments, then they're going to be on the department table twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So now I'm going down here, and I've got my order file and my customer file. So I want the information about the order, which is what I drew over there, that I can go and use the order file to link into the customer file to grab any information I want. And in this case, I wanted just the customer name. But if I had an address there and I wanted the address, I could have grabbed the address too. Okay. So, basically, I've got the order number, and I've got the customer ID, okay, and I'm getting the customer name and the order date. Order number really didn't need to have the table in front of it, because the order number does not show up on the customer table, and so it really didn't need to have the table name in front of it. Sometimes I put the table name in front just because I think it makes it clear where it came from. Okay, but it doesn't need it. Okay, customer ID does need to have orders on it, or it could have inventory customer. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter here whether I write orders or whether I write inventory customer, because look here. I'm linking the two and saying they've got to be equal. Well, if they've got to be equal, then I can take either one. Because they've got to be the same, so I can take either one. So that could be orders customer ID, or it could have been inventory customer ID. It doesn't matter, because it is saying I only want to get where there's a match between the customer IDs. Questions. Okay, if I want three tables, then I have to have two links. Okay? okay? Because I've got three tables going on and I need to have two links. So I'm looking over at that one, at looking at inventory customer, I'm looking at orders, and I'm looking at the line item one, which up here I called order line. Okay, so I'm looking at orders, order line, and inven. And for those of you at home, I will put it up, and I probably won't remember to use the right names, but I couldn't write on the board, so I had to write on the blackboard. Okay, so I am linking them up and saying the order number on the orders equal to the order number on the order line. So I'm doing the links that you can see right up here. The order number on those two tables has to be up there, has to be the same, and the customer number has to be the same. So I'm doing the links between the tables. So it's important you understand what links the tables and that you put the field on correctly. So I'm saying where order number on the orders table equals order number on the order line table, and item number on the order line table, meets the item number on the inventory. Sorry, for some reason I thought I had customer there. Anyway, I said that backwards.
Why did I think it was customer?
Anyway, this one, orders link here and it's inventory number or item number that links across there. Okay. If it had been customer, then it was customer number. And for some reason, I had in my head that it was. But inventory would mean it's going to link on item number, as opposed to if it had been customer, it would have linked on customer number. Okay, if I wanted more information about the customer, I could have just changed inven to cust and linked on customer number and have in the fields that I wanted from there. Okay. So I've now got three tables, which means I need two links. And again, on the blackboard, you can see the links that I made. And those are the links that I'm looking for. Yes, no, maybe? Okay. On the next one, it's purely getting lazy. I said orders was going to be known as H. I have no idea why I decided that was going to be H. Order line was going to be L and inventory was going to be I. And so therefore, I can say H order number equals I order number and L item number equals I item number, and it will link just fine. In all honesty, if it's really long, this is worth doing. If it's not, I tend to forget what I called them. And it tends to be more thought than just typing out the name. So think through whether you want to have the abbreviations or not. And I definitely think I want abbreviations that are a little more meaningful than H, L, and I. But you can do that. And then on the bottom, I have one that links them all together. So I've got four tables, I need three links. So I've said the order number, I'm linking the order numbers, I'm linking the customer ID or the customer number as I wrote on the board, and the item number or the inven number as I wrote on the board. So I am linking these two, I'm linking these two, and I'm linking these two. Okay, so I have linked all four tables together. And again, if I don't do that, then I am going to get every possible combination. So the linking is critical. Questions? And then I got carried away down there and put in all of my little letters. Okay, now I have one problem in this one.
Yeah.
And that I want to talk about. Up at the top, in the inventory customer table, I called the salesperson, sales rep, SLSREP. When I went down and set up the salesman table, I forgot what I called it, and I called it SALSREP. So one place I called it SLS, and the other place I put in the A called it SALS. And that's not a problem, except for the programmer. I've got to remember at that point which one I called SLS and which one I called SALS, and probably will drive me crazy. So my recommendation is that you call everything the same. Now, the upside of doing this is that if I were linking to this table, I don't have to write table name.salesrep because it is different on both tables, so it's not going to get confused. But the problem is, in unconfusing it, I've confused me. So I think that it's a really good idea to not make the names distinct. But again, I can do that. Okay. So if I want to put in the sales rep and I want to put in the department, okay, I can link those in, and I think I did just fine on department because I called it department. Okay. So take a minute and we will do it, and I will try to figure out how I can actually take a picture of it. But take a minute and go in and take inventory customer and sales rep and say you want to print out the sales name. Okay, the salesman. Salesman name and the commission rate. So say you want to print some information from the inventory table that includes information about the sales rep and write that out. Just try writing it out yourself, and then we'll look at what that would be. And in the meantime, I am going to see if I can convince it to let me write.
You want information from the inventory table?
I'm sorry, the customer table. I think I said inventory, but I meant customer.
Okay.
The table that has the sales rep on it.
Okay.
I managed to get it to write. Neat. We'll see if that holds. It's only going to let me write on the blackboard itself. Okay, I can do that. Take this down between classes. call it sales rep. I may not have gotten all the field names right. Sales name, did I call it sales name? Yeah, I think it's, I don't know whether the customer name is right. So I said select customer number, customer name, sales rep. And I could have used either one of those. I could have used the SLS rep or the SALS rep. It doesn't matter which one I use there. And then sales name from inventory customer and sales rep, where SLS rep equals SALS rep. Okay, and I don't need the table names on them because they're different. Now, the other thing that I did that I don't like is in making this mistake, I basically had named the table SALS rep and I gave a field the same name. Well, it's smart enough to know what's the table name and what's the field name, and so it can go with that. But I also don't like that because, again, people can get confused. Computer can handle it just fine. And so I basically made that mistake and then decided to leave it because it would lead to a lot of comments about why I shouldn't have made that mistake. Okay. And then if I wanted to throw in the department, okay, then I could have also thrown in the department here. And if I throw in the department, and I'm looking for the department table, there it is, I would have added in a from department. And I could have put then the department name up here if I wanted to see the department name. In the from, I would add a third field called department. And then in the where, I would have had to say and customer, what is it, invent customer dot department number equals department dot department number. Or I didn't call it department number, I called it department. So invencus.department.dept equals department.dept. Okay, so if I wanted to add the department in, that's how I could do it. I could just add in whatever field I wanted from the department table up here on the select, on the from, comma, department, and on the where, then I would say inventory customer dot DEPT equals department dot DEPT.
You don't have a department in your inventory customer file, though.
All right, I keep saying inventory customer, and I mean invent. Yeah. Sorry. I keep going back and forth on the wrong thing there. You're right. Inven could only come out of inventory table. Department, rather, could only come if I had the inventory table. So I'd have to have added the inventory table as well. Okay, that's actually a good point. If I have inventory customer and sales rep, I have no link to department. So cancel what I said. I have no link to department because inventory customer doesn't have a department, sales rep doesn't have a department. If for some reason I want to know a department information, I would have to add both inven and department. Sorry about that. And that's something you have to keep track of, interestingly enough. If I say I want to know all of the items that a particular customer ordered. I can't go from the inventory customer table to the line item table because there is nothing to link them. So even if I want no information on the order table, I still would have to include the order table to give me the linkage. I can't go from inventory customer to item to line item. I can't do it. I don't have any links that connects them unless I bring up the order table. Okay? And at that point, I would have to include the order table. I might have no fields from the order table on the select, but I've still got to include the order number and have a link between the order number and the line item and the customer number on the customer table. That lets me make that link. Okay. And I made the mistake a minute ago about thinking I was talking about the item table, and I was actually talking about the customer table. Okay. But you have to be sure that you can see and link between the two. And that's absolutely critical. Does the linking make sense? Sorta. Okay. The other way you can do this is with a join. Okay. And the join is used by a lot of people. It was the second way of doing it. When I first learned SQL, I learned the WHERE way. And I still prefer it. I just think it's a little more, to me, it's a little more, makes more sense. But you see a lot of them using the join. And so you can use either one you want, and you can look up some things on the join. So on the join, I said, now I'm going to code the natural join. And there's a join and there's a natural join. So I'm coding the natural join. Note that I list the fields that I want in the query, but I do not have to put in a lot of other information. I can just say employee natural join to department. Okay, so I don't have a WHERE clause. I just said I want the employee to make a natural join to the department. Now, that means that I have to name the things the same. It could not, in other words, do a natural join when I had, say, SLS rep and SALS rep, but it can go in and figure out that between employee and department, that I'm going to join on department number. And here, it will then pick the department number that it wants to put out, and it will do the join on the field that they have in comma. And that's why it's called a natural join. Okay, there are joins that are not natural joins, but that one's why that one is called a natural join. Okay, is it will do it. So then I went down and I decided that, okay, I'm going to throw in the table names just because I'm used to it, and it yelled at me. Okay? So when I threw in the table names and said employee.department.department number, it came back and says column used in natural join and not have qualifiers. So that means I don't get to do the table name. Okay. I can also clarify, and I actually like this one, where I say select employee name, e name, department number, still didn't qualify, d name, from employee joined department. And then I say using department number. So I've actually told it now what it's going to do the join on. Do it on department number. But I'm still reliant on my having named the same thing, on two different tables, not giving them unique names.
So on the natural join, you're kind of letting the computer figure out?
Yes.
How they're hooked up.
Yes. And the natural join is just saying join what is natural, I guess. I mean, it's kind of an interesting word that they chose to use in there. You know, it's kind of like saying the common sense way of doing it.
Just looking at the same variable name?
Yes. Yeah. And if you change the variable name, then that's not going to work. The where clause gives you a lot of flexibility in that sense, that if you decide not to name them the same, you can do it more easily. So on this one, and if two tables do not have a name in common, then you can use the on clause. So that's what we were just talking about. It's not as, I don't think, well, I guess it's fine. I don't know why. I like the where clause better. But anyway, this one says if two tables do not have a name in common, then you can use the on clause to specify the relationship. Okay, so we're assuming that and at this point I'm getting very close to the way I do it in the where clause. Okay, I've just used on instead of where, and I've got the word join in there. Okay, so now I said, you remember we talked last time about the outer and the inner, where I added a department and then I wanted to still show the department, but there wasn't going to be any match. Let me go back. It was introduction to multiple tables. And I was the outer join. So I had a drive table. I added in a drive called halfway. And then I said, okay, now if I want to see halfway, if I do an ordinary join and didn't have the plus in there, I would have just, well, I actually did it down below. This is the ordinary join without the plus. The fourth drive that I put in there, halfway, did not have any contributions. And usually that's what I want. If the drive doesn't have any contributions, I don't particularly want it in my output. But in this case, I, for some reason, decided that I wanted to be able to see all of my drives. And if there wasn't any contribution, I just wanted to see the drive listed. And so if I put the plus over on the left, in this case, I am going to see that. Okay, and I put the plus on the donation side. Okay, because I'm missing the data on the donation side, so that's where the plus goes. And as I said, this is a line that I have to read every time I'm doing it, because for some reason I want to put the plus on the side that has the data, because it just seems like that's where it should go to me, okay? So, but the donation side is missing the data, therefore the plus goes on the donation side, okay? And there's certain things that you just make mistakes about, or you say why, and that's one of mine. Okay. questions. Okay, so if you come back over here to the join, there it is. Okay, so I went in and I had department numbers. And I added in a new department number and I put IP in Boston. Okay, so I added in department number IP in Boston and gave it an IP number of 50. And so I've added that in. So now I'm now going to look in an outer join using the table employee and department plus. Okay? And so I said, from employee, write outer join to department plus. Okay, the table listed to the right is the table that will show the unmatched items. So IT and apparently operations. Did I put in? Yes, apparently I added two that didn't have a match. 40 and 50. And so those are listed. If I put in, when I change the right to left, I see different routes. The two departments that do not have any employees in them will not be listed. Okay, so the one on the right and the one on the left. Left in there. Have to be doing the employee department number equals appointment plus, and then it will not show. I think the other way is just a lot cleaner. So when I want to do this, I do it the other way, not this way.
Common practice in the industry?
I don't know. Maybe join is. It depends, I guess, probably on when you learned it. I see more examples with join, I think, than I see with where. But I also don't see a lot of examples with showing the stuff that doesn't matter. I tend to, as I said, think that the plus is a lot easier to use on that one, and a lot clearer. But that... Okay, we talked about creating a table, and I am... This is how I can create a backup. Again, create table employee plus as select asterisk from employee. Okay. So I am saying there, create a table called employee plus and make it a copy of employee. So again, this is the way I can do backup. So I now am showing an employee that does not have a department. And then I come down and I do the non-equi join which is I want a salary between low sal and high sal, and I can do that. So I'm saying from employee joined to sal on. So I'm doing the same thing as I did in the where, but I'm saying on salary between low sal and high sal. So if I stick in the word join and I still need a where clause, the where becomes the on clause. And I can still do the self-join. The self-join is the other thing that we looked at, where I am joining this table twice. And I'm saying, join the employee table to the employee table. One of them I'll call E, one of them I'll call M. So I am looking for the match there. And then I came down and joined three tables. Or actually, I started out joining two, I think. From employee, join department on. Okay, no, that's just the two, but I put it on two separate lines. And those are combining the join and the between one, two. So I'm joining employee and department on the matching, and I'm joining salary grade on employee sal between salary grade, low sal, and high sal. So I'm combining the two. Just readability-wise, I like the where so much better than the join. But again, that's my personal opinion, and feel free to use either one that you like. Okay. That gets us through looking at some of the relational ones. And I'll try to find, I think I have another set of examples on the join, and I'll bring that in or send it, put it up so that you can look at it. What we're going to start next is using subqueries, and that's where life starts to get even more complicated. Okay? Because what we're going to look at is subqueries is a select within a select, basically. And so we're starting to get our selects that are going to start getting that long. And again, the SQL tells us that it's real easy. There's only a few commands, select, update, etc. But they forget to mention that there are gazillions parts of the select statement. So we're going to look at subqueries and spend some time on that and then keep going. And finally get to PLSQL. So, we're done. Questions?